Here's another picture that I took while out on a walk with my son. And again, this is something that I have seen many times before, but didn't really think of it as a picture until I took this. So we were at the playground, and I saw this support brace. It's actually the top of a little climbing structure. It's sort of like a ladder with different platforms. It's about maybe 4 feet off the ground. And I saw that it looked kind of like an animal from a Sandra Boynton book, maybe an elephant. Now, if you don't have kids, maybe you haven't seen a Sandra Boynton book, but they're these short little cardboard books, and the animals in them, they all have this weird look on their face, like they're harmless and approachable, but maybe a little confused, and they're really cute. If you haven't seen a Sandra Boynton book, do a Google search for Sandra Boynton animals or books, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But I thought that this support brace kind of looked like maybe an elephant from a Sandra Boynton book, with those two security torxes functioning as the eyes, and then you've got maybe an elephant snout coming off. And once I decided that I want to take a picture of this, there's a couple of things to consider, such as how to frame it, what aperture to use to get the desired effect that I wanted, and what perspective to shoot it from. I tried a few different angles, maybe off to the side, and one from a little higher or lower, but the only one that was really interesting was straight on like this, and there was a few reasons. First of all, the shot is composed entirely of primary elements. You've got all these vertical and horizontal lines, and I think that those primary elements help make it more interesting somehow. There's also a lot of basic shapes. We've got circles, and down in the bottom you can see squares, or the tops of squares, so right angles. And then there's just the fact that it's a lot of basic colors: red, blue, black, or maybe a light or a dark gray, a cream color in the background. There's a very basic primary color palette. And I thought that all these basic elements working together helped create this or enhance the idea that this is a basic face looking at you as well. I don't know if I'm reading too much into this. I probably am. I'm not really an artist. I just like going around and taking pictures. So I'm probably reading more into this than what's actually there. But anyway, about the photograph itself, I wanted also to get a bit of star pattern from the sun's reflection. If you look on the top left of what is apparently the snout of this fake elephant here, there's that little bright spot where the sun is being reflected. As I mentioned in another one of these photos, photo journals, if you shoot at a smaller aperture, you can get those star patterns. This was shot at f8. I probably could have gone down a little bit to f11 or even f16. But I wanted a little bit of depth here. If you look, the snout is slightly out of focus, and so is the back of the playground set. I wanted that on purpose because this way your eyes are drawn right away to the eyes of the elephant. And then you start to look out from there, and you look that there's a sense of perspective here, not like receding back to a point, but that there's 3D space. There's something in the foreground, and then the focal plane, and then the background. So I thought that shooting at f8 would make that happen. I think it did. A little shallower depth of field might have created a bit more of an effect, but then you wouldn't have that star pattern. So anyway, there is also a bit of cropping. The original photo, there was much more on top and right, and cropping's fine. And we've discussed editing on some of these posts before, and that's all a matter of personal taste and personal style. I'm not going to criticize anyone for editing their photo or going photoshopping everything out or in. That's fine. That's up to you. I try and make the photos look how I wanted them or how I originally saw it. So I had to crop this a little bit, and I put the face off to the side because I wanted the viewer to see that there's more going on here than just this face. And if your subject is dead in the center, not dead like not living, but if your subject is right in the center of the photo, then it can almost take up too much of the photo without giving a sense of context for what's really around it. So if you're looking for a different way to frame something or to take a more interesting photo, try putting your subject off to the side a little bit and see if that helps. Finally, as a parting thought, I thought, well, maybe if this really is an elephant or some sort of animal from a Boynton book, maybe it's this photographer that's making him so curious and so confused. Who is this guy pointing a strange black box at him, and why won't he just go away? Anyway, that's again, maybe I'm reading a little too much into this, but hey, it never hurts to have a little fun with this stuff.